Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
These hot days of summer. Let us not complain. Winter will be here soon. But let us be safe and healthy. We've been studying a lot about forgiveness, and we see forgiveness as being instrumental in sustaining, restoring healthy relationships. And healthy relationships contribute to the establishment of community. And here at Neighbors of Hope, we really strive to practice community life. Well, occasionally in the midst of a community life experience, we need to measure the health of our relationships. And one way that we do that is we look at ourselves. All right, Psalm 134, examine me, O Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me. We're not talking about evil, we're talking about any shortcomings in our relationship with God. So, I wrote on the board before we went on the air a question. That really is an invitation to measure the condition of your current relationship with God. How's your walk with God?
Is that what I wrote?
Okay. So I gave each of you a little time to kind of think about that. So let's just go around the room and let's kind of share with our listening audience a little feedback on how you assess your current relationship with God. Well, what do you find that condition to be? Who'd like to go first?
Well, for me, it's an up and down relationship. Just questioning myself quite a bit throughout the day, because every day I just, you struggle with wanting to be this good human being, to treat others, the way that you want to be treated. To try and follow God's words to the best of your ability. But it's a struggle every day because you still have this side that is still that side that fights with your flesh daily, and so I fight with my flesh daily of just things that I see, things that I hear, things that are going around me. And so my relationship with God is just like I want it to be in accordance with what God wants and everything, but I'm human because I have these emotions and these feelings, and I have God gave me eyes to see and ears to hear, and so everything that I'm surrounded by becomes like this battle, and so I'm constantly in a war with myself, how do I just do what God really wants me to do, knowing that have all of these things that I'm surrounded by. So how do I just put those Lord desires in the back and just keep pushing forward? And so for me, it's a struggle every day. And that's just the honest to God truth. It's a struggle every day. But I know that if I just keep praying daily, asking God for strength, and just keep putting forth the effort to try to truly live human, to try to be a better human being, every day, then eventually I know that those things that I fight with constantly, those demons, that's what my mom said, she said you're still fighting those demons. And I do daily. I'm not going to sit up here and lie and say that I don't, because I do. And so it's just about...
Well, so let me interject. I mean, what if you don't fight the demons? What's the alternative? Yeah, if you don't fight them, they can really, we would say, take over. Right? So we have to engage. Yeah.
And I do. I engage them because, like you say, if I don't, then I'm lost. And engaging in, addiction. I had a bad time, when I was out there addicted to crack cocaine, and so I just didn't know how to control those demons. I didn't want to fight them because I didn't know how. And so being here where God put me is giving me the ability to know how to fight those demons every day. And so I fight every day. And every day that I'm still here, every day that I do what is incumbent upon me to do, then I win. I win that day. And so I only live for this day. Because if I can make it through this day, then I've conquered those demons. And that's how it is for me.
Okay, good. Anybody else?
Just made me think of something else. Like, you know, that fight that lies inside. That's the struggle. That's the only thing that can hold you back. Sometimes I kind of point the finger at others. I kind of find faults in them. Because really, there are things inside me that I hate about myself. So it's a reflection of things I'm changing, I'm working on. But really, it's within me. My walk with God at times is painful. Growing pains are always uncomfortable. Often an uneasy anxiety because of uncharted waters. Always followed by a calm and peace after the storm. And my walks make me more aware. I just touched on that part, you know, about I'm the only one that can stifle or hold back my transformation. And other people might say things, do things around me, or say things about me. And I just realize that's just like a little speed bump. I keep moving, I keep getting past it, and it makes me more Christ-like, it makes me a better Christian. And like in the past, I used to let the things hold me up, like what somebody think about me, or they're talking bad about me. 99% of the time, it's not even true, but that's on them. You know, and I can't, you know, hold myself up because they're holding back. You know? So, you know, it's just coming to a point where it's like, not about what I want, what other people think, it's about what God wants. Still, yeah, it still hurts. It's still not. It's not easy.
Okay, good.
You know, I'm from beginning to now, it's been a journey so far, and I'm pleased where I'm at and the changes that Laura and I are making in my life. Without him, I know where I'd be. A real scary place at this point in time, a place I choose not to go back to. You know, it is nice being able to wake up and talk to him in the morning, get guidance, knowing that, you know, every day's a battlefield, but that's all right. I don't have to worry about that because he's at my side. He's showing me a lot of things about myself, you know, that I need to work on. Humility, patience, love, compassion for other people. And he puts people in my life to practice that, you know. And it's kind of unique how he puts certain people there. It's a blessing. But, you know, I have a lot of room to grow, and that will be a lifetime practicing, but it is nice to see light at the end of the tunnel, you know, knowing that I can be productive in the world today. Just the littlest things, being kind when we get up in this house in the morning to one another, you know, feeling that love, wanting to help another person, you know, be it doing dishes or anything little like that, going to the store, the farm, just the gratifying things that you see and feel, you know, it's not about money so much today, it's for material things, it's about giving something that God's given me, and being able to practice that. You know, I'm far from where I'm going to be, but I can make it through today, knowing that I can be a better person. So I'm pleased about that.
Good. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah, I've always believed in God, but I never believed he was with me in the past. I never believed he loved me. I blamed him for a lot of stuff that's happened. All the hurts in my life. But when I came to the house, you know, it really opened my eyes, showed me that God was with me the whole time. I mean, I'm still here, I'm still alive. all the choices that I made was me. It wasn't him. I'm the one that brought the hurt on myself. Some things happened that I guess was supposed to happen. Teach me a lesson, maybe I can use it for good in the future. But right now I'm trying my hardest, you know, to follow his voice and walk with him. I hope I'm doing good. I believe I'm doing good. And I'm trying. I'm trying my hardest, you know. This is the first time in my life that, you know, I'm really trying. And I give thanks to God.
Good. Good. Thank you. Brother?
It's just, the more I think about it, it's a question I really can't answer. It's confusing. My walk with God is absolutely confusing. I don't know much about God, you know. I just know what I know right now. I mean, and the only thing that I understand and that I like about God is love. I absolutely hated God with a passion. Hated him. Because when my son died, I felt like he did it. I didn't even know him. You know, how are you going to do that to me? And I saw the bad things. You know, being a victim, I was looking for an escape. And now, without trying to sound cliche, man, it's just following that love is the only thing I got.
Well, anybody in this room ever been in love before?
Yeah.
Was it chaos?
Yes.
there is something about the state of love that can be confusing, that can be mysterious, that can be bewildering, that has all those connotations. Yeah, for some odd reason, we still crave it. Right? But it's also that state that makes of bewilderment and craziness and everything else that somehow empowers us to want more of it. Logically, that's pretty whacked.
Well, I mean, my understanding of love now is different than it was.
But even chasing God's love, it's just like the other love. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen. I've been hurt before. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. I'm going for it anyway. Even if that's all you got is God's love, isn't that enough?
Well, so let's invert it a little bit. We got a couple seconds here left. I mean, we call this anthropomorphism. It's when we take human characteristics and apply it to God. So God sees, God hears, all right, those type of things, because that's what us humans do, right? And we know that in our limited capacity as humans, all right, we are smarter than squirrels, so to speak. But we're not God. And so we have this limited capacity mentally, and so we're going to try and throw these attributes and characteristics onto God that look a lot like humans. Right? So let's run with that. If we're going to think about love in a personal relationship, sometimes there's all these emotions that are attached to it. So sometimes we seek God out from a human perspective to have an emotional connection, and we don't always get that. But what if we flip the script, right, and say that God has this emotional connection? So to use your words, Zach, have we hurt God? And yet we would say on the other side, has God given up on us? Well, alrighty, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.